KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at sports from around the area. First, in wrestling last night, the Atlantic Cam wrestling team came up just one match shy of advancing to the state dual team tournament in Atlantic last night. Humboldt's Colton Goodell pinned Atlantic Cam's Noah Vandevanter at the 5:43 mark and broke a 29-all tie for the team scoring. The final margin, 34-29 in favor of Humboldt after they were penalized a team point as they advanced to the state dual team tournament. The two teams split the 14 matches, each winning 7 as Cale Roller, Abron Moore, Joe Weaver, Jackson Bell, Brian South, Caden Stutzman, and Peyton Fusen all picked up wins for Atlantic, but the bonus points scored in some of those matches for Humboldt in their victory is the difference in that match. Atlantic Cam beat Red Oak 46-29 in the first round match in the semifinals, while Humboldt defeated Van Meter Earlham 45-30 to advance into that final, as Humboldt will advance now to the dual team tournament next week. Also, last night in Class 2A wrestling at Winterset, it was Winterset advancing to the dual team state tournament as they defeated Harlan 44-35 in the finals to advance. Harlan beat Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 51-28 and Winterset over Knoxville 64-14 in the semifinal round. Also in Class 1A over at Avoca last night, it was Woodbury Central defeating AHSTW 37-36. Mount Air over Underwood by a final of 46-30, Woodbury Central then went on to a 57-20 win over Mount Air to advance to state. Also at Clarion Goldfield Dows, it was CGD defeating ACGC 64-16, while Nashua Plainfield beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 57-21. Clarion Goldfield Dows went on to beat Nashua Plainfield 35-30 to advance. And at Logan Magnolia High School last night, it was Logan Magnolia moving on to the state dual team tournament again this year, as they beat Interstate 35, 63-12 in a first-round match. Missouri Valley beat Bedford Lennox 58-13. Then it was Logan Magnolia beating Mo Valley 48-24 in the finals last night. In high school basketball play around the area last night, in games heard here on KJAN, part of our doubleheader, AHSTW girls basketball team took down Tri-Center 49-27 and clinched the Western Iowa Conference Championship. Playing without their leading scorer, Kaylee Jones, the Lady Vikes got big nights from Kinsey Scheffler with 19 points and Claire Harris with 17. AHSTW head coach Steve Savain thought Scheffler played great inside and was pleased with the other girls stepping up to play some very important minutes.
And, you know, that's Kinsey's natural position anyway, but when you've got somebody like Kaylee, usually kind of let her go down there a little bit more. But, you know, I thought Morgan Heine, right, she came in and did a great job for us. I thought last night she was a little tight, a little nervous, maybe a couple turnovers, but tonight you could tell a little more comfortable with what she was doing. But Ellie Peterson also came in and gave us some big minutes tonight.
AHSTW jumped out in front 19-7 at the end of the first quarter. They were up 21 by the half. It was a quick moving game with little scoring in the second half. Claire Harris was big on both ends of the floor, and Coach Savain loved how she's playing right now.
And she's just starting to hit her peak right now at a really good time. Her stroke looks good, and she's playing incredible defense. I thought she really played good defense last night as well as tonight.
AHSTW ends the regular season with a record of 18-3. They finished 14-2 in the conference. The Lady Vikes finish a game ahead of Logan Magnolia for the conference crown and two games up on IKM Manning after they fell to Audubon. AHSTW now awaits the winner of Underwood versus Maple Valley as they host their first playoff game on the 18th. Tri-Center falls to 4-17 on the year. They were led by 12 points from Madison Osdemore on the night. Tri-Center plays their first-round playoff game Saturday at Missouri Valley. Also in the Western Iowa Conference last night, Audubon over IKM Manning 49-36. Logan Magnolia beat St. Albert 43-29. Underwood over Trainer 32-29. From the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 65-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Woodbine over Fremont Mills 51-34. Southeast Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 54-51. River Valley over West Harrison 53-38. From the Corner Conference, Essex over Griswold 38-32. From the Pride of Iowa, it was Mount Air over Bedford 73-25. Some other scores include Ballard over Carroll 61-31. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Bishop Helan Catholic 62-55. Woodward Granger over ACGC 49-40. The other half of our broadcast doubleheader last night saw the boys game And for the second time this season, AHSTW pulled out a three-point win over Tri-Center. This time it took overtime. The Vikings grabbed a 54-51 victory in the extra session after those teams finished regulation, knotted up at 46. Sam Porter hit a couple of free throws to push the lead back to three for AHSTW with 8 seconds left. Zach Elliott's three-point attempt to tie the game was off the mark at the buzzer to seal the Vikings' victory. AHSTW head coach Gigi Harris said it was a fun game to play in and a much-needed win for his team.
I mean, that's what we play for. I mean, that makes everything worth it. We've struggled as of late, and so I was curious what team was going to show up. I know what team we wanted to show up. But being a good team and playing good is two different things, and so proud of those kids and our team and those boys, and that's a really good team we just beat, who's been playing really, really well. And so that win itself right now was probably more than just tonight. Just really, really happy.
The Vikings came up big at the free throw line, going 6-for-6 in the overtime session, 10 of 14 for the game. Raiden Groby led the Vikings with 22 points, and Braden Lund came off the bench to score a dozen. Lund said it was a great team win.
Just great teamwork. You know, we've been putting in the work at home, and, you know, it was finally our turn to do it and showed off here.
Vikings approved a 17-4. They'll now wait for their first-round playoff opponent on the 20th. The Vikings are in 2A District 15. They'll play the winner of the Kemper Catholic Underwood first-round game. Tri-Center was led by 18 points from Leighton Nelson, 12 from Ethan Alfers, as the Trojans fall to 17-4 on the season. They'll also await their first-round playoff opponent for the 20th. The Trojans are in 2A District 16. They'll face the winner of the Clarinda-Missouri Valley first-round game. In other Western Iowa Conference play, just one other game, Trainer beat Underwood 70-53. From the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood falls to Omaha Scuts of Nebraska 76-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Woodbine over Fremont Mills 47-37. Southeast Valley beat Peyton Sherdan 71-38. In the Corner Conference, Griswold over Essex 48-28. East Mills over Sydney 62-47. Stanton defeating Clarinda Academy 81-40. Also, it was Ballard knocking off Carroll 72-59. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 69-40. Woodward Granger over ACGC 69-61. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 4 San Diego State over New Mexico 82-59. Sixth-ranked Dayton beat Rhode Island 81-67. Number 9 Maryland over Nebraska 72-70. It was number 12 Kentucky beating Vanderbilt 78-64. 13th-ranked Penn State beat Purdue 88-76. Michigan State over number 22 Illinois 70-69. Number 25 LSU beat Missouri 82-78. Sophomore Rashir Bolton steps into the point guard spot for Iowa State tonight when the Cyclones visit Oklahoma. Bolton replaces sophomore Tyrese Halliburton, who is out for the season after suffering a broken wrist in Saturday's win over Kansas State.
You know, everybody steps up. You know, it was a big loss, but, you know, guys just step up, you know, learn different things, a little more than everybody played now, and still got to go out there and compete and try to win.
Bolton leads ISU in scoring at 15.3 points a game, but he'll need to be more of a playmaker at the point. Cyclone coach Steve Prohm says everybody needs to step up to fill the void.
I think they all do. You know, Rashir for sure, because he'll be the primary point. But I thought Prentice did some good things for us at the end of the Kansas State game. And then, but our big guys got to be good, because I think a point of emphasis needs to be to continue to get the ball inside. And I think we've been successful at that over the last couple games.
Cyclones are 3-7 in the Big 12, and they hammered the Sooners in their first meeting in Ames. Missouri Valley leader Northern Iowa takes a 10-2 record into tonight's game at home against Illinois State. The Redbirds beat the Panthers 76-70 in the Valley opener back on New Year's Eve.
They gave us all kinds of trouble at both ends of the floor. They executed their stuff very well. You know, they made some things hard on us, but they also got us to turn the ball over. And they got out into the open floor with live ball turnovers, and that created offense for them and really got them going. And they caused us a lot of problems at both ends of the floor.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, that game again tonight. And Atlantic senior Anna Maria Lowry announced her commitment this week to Midland University to continue her swimming and academic career. Lowry qualified for the state meet all 4 years of her high school career. She was also a member of the 400-yard freestyle relay team that grabbed a seventh-place medal at state in 2018. That team was comprised of Aaliyah Hermanson, Claire Christensen, Cambry Miller, and Lowry, posting a time of 3:37.4 in the finals. Lowry had been weighing some different offers and ultimately chose to attend Midland, which is located in Fremont, Nebraska. The Warriors compete in NAIA and are a member of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. The Warriors are in the midst of their third season under head coach Ryan Bubb. The Warriors won the men's conference title, and the girls were runners-up in action this past weekend. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.